The world is changing fast, but you can learn it at a slower pace.
Special English.
You're listening to Special English. Here's the news. An exhibition jointly held by the Palace Museum and the Palace of Versailles has kicked off in the Forbidden City in Beijing, focusing on the exchanges between China and France in the 17th and 18th centuries. The exhibition is a key project in the China-France Year of Culture and Tourism in 2024, which marks the 60th anniversary of diplomatic relations between the two countries. The second half of the 17th century and the 18th century are regarded as a golden age for exchanges between the Chinese and French courts and cultural exchanges between the two countries. The exhibition features about 200 works from the collections of the two museums and other institutions to illustrate the political and cultural relationship between China and France during the period. The exhibition is open to the public until June 30th. During the opening ceremony, the Palace Museum signed strategic cooperation agreements with the Palace of Versailles and the Paris-based Guimet National Museum of Asian Arts. This is Special English. Two new high-performance unmanned aerial vehicles have been introduced at the Ba Da Ling Great Wall Scenic Spot, hovering between the South and North Towers, providing real-time services for cultural relic protection, security inspection, and scenic spot management. The move reflects Beijing's efforts to accelerate the development of a demonstration zone for unmanned aerial vehicles in the Yanqing district. In October 2020, the Civil Aviation Administration of China included Yanqing into the first batch of civil unmanned aviation test zones in the country, with Ba Da Ling Airport as the center. The airspace, with a true height of some 1,000 meters, covers 370 square kilometers and is open to enterprises free of charge. After more than 3 years of development, it has gathered more than 90 upstream and downstream enterprises in the industry chain, which has significantly enhanced the innovation capability of drones and accelerated the opening of low-altitude application scenarios. Chen Xin, Deputy Director of Yanqing's Scientific and Technological Commission, said that visitors atop the Badaling Great Wall will soon have cups of coffee delivered by drone. You're listening to Special English. As of December 2023, China had more than 1 billion online audiovisual users, with 98% of its netizens using audiovisual services. That is according to an annual report on China's Internet Audiovisual Service Development, which was released last month during the 11th China Internet Audio and Video Convention held in Chengdu in southwest China's Sichuan province. The report shows that last year, the size of China's market for the online audiovisual industry hit over 1.15 trillion yuan, including short video, live streaming, audio, and other fields, marking the first time that the market size exceeded the 1 trillion yuan barrier, which is about 140 billion US dollars. China recorded more than 1.5 billion short video accounts online, with more than 15 million professional live streamers. Over the past 2 years, the newly added audiovisual users in China have been mainly from its rural areas. Zhou Jie, Deputy Secretary General of China Netcasting Services Association, noted that in 2022 and 2023, the country recorded 299 million and 320 million rural audiovisual users on the internet, respectively, both showing a higher year-on-year growth rate than that of the urban users in the same period. This is Special English. Numerous departments of East China's Shanghai municipality have jointly released a guideline vowing to establish a whole care service system for children with autism by the end of 2027. The document emphasizes the importance of early diagnosis and intervention, and notes that autism education will be included in vocational training programs for professionals working with children. Community health service centers are to provide autism screening services for children aged 0 to 6 in the city. The guideline also ensures that all children with autism will receive preschool and compulsory education, and it supports high schools and vocational schools in accepting students with autism. The municipal government will roll out more favorable policies to support social integration and employment opportunities for individuals with autism aged 16 to 18. You're listening to Special English. Chinese researchers have proposed a quantum battery concept to realize remote charging, effectively solve the problem of energy dissipation, and achieve durable and efficient performance in quantum batteries. Quantum batteries make use of quantum effects to store and supply energy, which may outperform their classical counterparts. But there are still challenges in this field. One is that the environment-induced decoherence causes energy loss and aging in the batteries. And the other is that charging is inefficient due to the decreasing of the charger battery coupling strength as the distance between the two parts gets longer. In recent years, the growing demand for energy has stimulated academic interest in the research of transformative energy storage and supply devices. Scientists hope to develop batteries that are smaller, with stronger charging power and higher charging capacity by using quantum effects and a bottom-up atom manufacturing process. Quantum batteries storing energy from light in the quantum states of atoms and molecules could theoretically charge much faster than conventional devices. However, interactions between batteries and their environment tend to cause the device's delicate quantum effects to break down, reducing its ability to store energy. An Junhong, professor at Lanzhou University, said that any quantum system cannot be absolutely isolated from the outer environment, which inevitably induces unwanted decoherence to the system. In this regard, Chinese researchers have devised a new way to harness those interactions to charge rather than deplete the battery. They proposed placing the charger and battery, which can take various formats, including an atom in a high energy state, in a rectangular metal tube. By applying an electromagnetic field throughout the tube, the researchers put the battery, charger, and tube environment into a single quantum state. This would allow the charger to exchange energy with the battery without exposing the system to disturbance. According to the researchers, the scheme, which has not yet been tried, could work with the battery and charger placed up to 10 centimeters apart. It should result in batteries that don't lose their efficiency over time. The researchers are from the Hubei University, the Innovation Academy for Precision Measurement Science and Technology of the Chinese Academy of Sciences, as well as the Lanzhou University. Their study has been published in the journal Physical Review Letters. This is Special English. A total of 5 rare green peacocks have been captured by infrared cameras at a nature reserve in Junkeng County in southwest China's Yunnan province, according to the Management Bureau of the Junkeng Nanpenghe Provincial Nature Reserve. Close inspection has confirmed that the 5 peacocks were from the same flock, and so far about 10 flocks of green peacocks have been monitored in the reserve, totaling around 48 individuals. The green peacock is the only native peacock species in China and has only been found in Yunnan so far. It is categorized as a national first-class key protected wild animal and a critically endangered species. Monitoring of the green peacock population in Junkeng started in 2015, and a male peacock was first spotted by an infrared camera in 2018. In addition, green peacock chicks have been spotted many times in the reserve. Over 3 million yuan, about $420,000, has been invested since 2020 in efforts to carry out green peacock population monitoring, habitat restoration, and protection. You're listening to Special English. The Wuling Yuan Scenic Area in central China's Zhangjiajie, one of the prototypes for the scene in the movie Avatar, will host a marathon competition on April 21st. Having been elevated to an AI category event by the Chinese Athletics Association, the race will feature marathon, half marathon, 10 kilometer, and 5 kilometer fun runs. The race will start and end at the Wujiayu Ticket Station Square in the Zhangjiajie National Forest Park, as runners will have the opportunity to immerse themselves in the breathtaking natural beauty of the area. Leveraging its status as one of the first national sport tourism demonstration areas, The Wuling Yuan Scenic Area has developed several high-profile sports events in recent years, including the slackline race, high ladder rope swinging challenge, and cycling through peak forest event.
This is Special English. That's the end of this edition of Special English. To recap,
I'm going to read two
of the news items again at normal speed. Please listen carefully.
An exhibition jointly held by the Palace Museum and the Palace of Versailles has kicked off in the Forbidden City in Beijing, focusing on the exchanges between China and France in the 17th and 18th centuries. The exhibition is a key project in the China-France Year of Culture and Tourism in 2024, which marks the 60th anniversary of diplomatic relations between the two countries. The second half of the 17th century and the 18th century are regarded as a golden age for exchanges between the Chinese and French courts and cultural exchanges between the two countries. The exhibition features about 200 works from the collections of the two museums and other institutions to illustrate the political and cultural relationship between China and France during the period. The exhibition is open to the public until June 30th. During the opening ceremony, the Palace Museum signed strategic cooperation agreements with the Palace of Versailles and the Paris-based Guimet National Museum of Asian Arts.
You're listening to Special English.
Chinese researchers have proposed a quantum battery concept to realize remote charging, effectively solve the problem of energy dissipation, and achieve durable and efficient performance in quantum batteries. Quantum batteries make use of quantum effects to store and supply energy, which may outperform their classical counterparts, but there are still challenges in this field. One is that the environment-induced decoherence causes energy loss and aging in the batteries, and the other is that the charging is inefficient due to the decreasing of the charger-battery coupling strength as the distance between the two parts gets longer. In recent years, the growing demand for energy has stimulated academic interest in the research of transformative energy storage and supply devices. Scientists hope to develop batteries that are smaller, with stronger charging power and higher charging capacity by using quantum effects and a bottom-up atom manufacturing process. Quantum batteries storing energy from light in the quantum states of atoms and molecules could theoretically charge much faster than conventional devices. However, interactions between batteries and their environment tend to cause the device's delicate quantum effects to break down, reducing its ability to store energy. An Junhong, professor at Lanzhou University, said that any quantum system cannot be absolutely isolated from the outer environment, which inevitably induces unwanted decoherence to the system. In this regard, Chinese researchers have devised a new way to harness those interactions to charge rather than deplete the battery. They proposed placing the charger and battery, which can take various formats, including an atom in a high-energy state, in a rectangular metal tube. By applying an electromagnetic field throughout the tube, the researchers put the battery, charger, and tube environment into a single quantum state. This would allow the charger to exchange energy with the battery without exposing the system to disturbance. According to the researchers, the scheme, which has not yet been tried, could work with the battery and charger placed up to 10 centimeters apart. It should result in batteries that don't lose their efficiency over time. The researchers are from the Hubei University, the Innovation Academy for Precision Measurement Science and Technology of the Chinese Academy of Sciences, as well as the Lanzhou University. Their study has been published in the journal Physical Review Letters.
This is the end of today's program. I hope you'll join us every day to learn English at a slower pace.